Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and welcome, welcome to Labors for Christ Word Life Center, midweek prayer and teaching spiritual growth and development. We are coming to the end of our month of July, and we would just like to read our declaration for the month. Declaration and prayer for the month of July is the name of God, Jehovah Nisi, my victory banner. We declare July is and has been a month of joy. We pray Nehemiah 8 and 10 that this day is special. It is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve over your past mistakes, neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. We decree the oil of gladness, the oil of gladness for praise and worship, the oil of gladness for warfare and devotional living. And we decree the oil of joy for strength and for spiritual breakthroughs and endurance. We decree the oil of praise, praise for deliverance, praise that open prison doors, praise and victory over our distractions and the destruction of our enemy. We decree the oil of rejoicing for the spirit of heaviness, depression, anxiety, and crisis. We confess the word joy this month means Jesus over you. We pray July has been and will continue to be a new way of living, a new way of thinking, and new doors of opportunities open for you, your family, and our church family. We wear our garment of praise for the month of July, and we rejoice in the name of Jehovah Nisi, my victory banner. We confess Zephaniah 3 and 17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, and he will joy over thee with singing in Jesus' name. We thank you for joining us. We're going to release the floor now to our ambassadorial prophet who will bring our teaching for this evening. Prophet?
Good evening, Overseer. Thank you. And thank you for reading that prayer. We pray that you have been blessed all month by publicly decreeing and declaring that particular word over your life and over the life of your family. As always, as we always state, we are always excited, and thank you for joining us for our Wednesday Spiritual Growth, Development, and Biblical Training. We pray that you have been blessed by the conversation as we have been excavating and exegeting this thought of prophetic through healing. And so we would like to continue to have that conversation and continue to take a deeper and intimate look at this inspiring and powerful teaching. Even beyond just hearing, we pray that you are also a doer and you are also a receiver, that you are being strategic and intentional about healing, and then you are also receiving that healing. And we do pray and are excited about the continuous transformation and prophetic breakthroughs that you will experience in your home, in your community, your city, and your sphere of influence within the Seven Mountain culture. And so we pray that you are taking this gifting, you are taking this conversation, and you are seeing the manifestation of it as you have been maturating during the course of this month, and not just receiving, but conceiving this word about the prophetic through healing. As always, it's very important. Your participation is very important to the development and the teaching and the trainings. The expectations for you to participate, engage, ask questions, and implement the teaching in your personal and public lives. As always, we believe that God is going to give you a download today, and we believe that you will walk away with revelation, restoration, maturation, and manifestation. We do decree over your life, Philippians 1 and 6, we are confident that the Creator who has begun such a great work among you will not stop and mid design, but will keep perfecting you until the day Jesus, the anointed, our liberating King, returns to redeem the world. Job 5 verses 8 through 9, and the Message version says, if I were in your shoes, I'll go straight to God. I'll throw myself on the mercy of God. After all, he is famous for great and unexpected acts. There's no end to his surprises. While we prepare to read a scripture and pray, we encourage you, grab your Bible, grab a pen, grab your prophetic journal, and let's begin to scribe what we are hearing the Lord say as we share and continue to maturate as a community and believing God for a fresh wind of his spirit and power to be released over us tonight. Father, I thank you for who you are and all that you have done. I thank you for being an awesome and wonderful God. Thank you that you are perfect in everything you do. And thank you for this opportunity to come together as a community to share in your grace, to share in your love, and to share in the revelation that you will release upon our hearts tonight. Father, I do decree and declare that by your stripes we are healed. And I thank you for healing that would take place in every area that is necessary, that has been predestined and ordained for this season for us individually and collectively. Thank you that you are a God who invests in us, that you love us in spite of us. You are simply amazing. You are fantastic. You are extremely impressive. You are awe-inspiring, mind-boggling, mind-blowing. And we thank you that we come together today, and we are in, I have a full expectation for what you're going to do. Thank you that expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. And so we raise our expectation level today, not just for this moment, but every day, because we know that you are God who specializes in the impossible. What is impossible for man is possible for God. And so we thank you today for doing the impossible in our lives, individually, collectively. Thank you for doing the impossible in our community, our city, our country, and our nation. Thank you for doing the impossible among our children's children, and those who we come in contact with. And we honor you for what you're going to do today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, we have been continually taking this look at this concept of the prophetic through healing, and just really getting this clear lens that when we talk about the prophetic, we move beyond just the realm of prophecy and the move beyond the realm of the prophet, but of the prophet, but understanding that we are prophetic people. And so we live in this place of continuous inspiration, and we have an expectation that God would daily inspire his will in and throughout our lives, and as we open ourselves up to that frequency that falls from heaven, we will find ourselves, as Jesus said, doing what the Father does and making that our conscious realm, making that our place, not that we visit, but that we live in. And we've said all month that we understand that we are not just a moment, but we are a movement, and we are open to move into the places that God has for us individually and collectively. And so I want us to continue to talk about that. We do have a special guest that will come along and share with us some of their healing journey, and talk about how God has used them in this realm, as God has used them in this particular office, and in this particular gifting, and some of the experience that they have. And so I'm going to give you some scriptures today that I want us to continue to look at. I want us to continue to look at this concept of healing and why it's important, and show that it is a movement evident of this New Testament church. It is something that Jesus invested in. It is the scripture gives us clarity how he went about doing it. And so if you have a pen and you're taking notes, you can write down Matthew 4:23. That's Matthew 4:23. But also write down Matthew 9:35. And these scriptures basically say the same thing, but they are very important, I believe, within the structure of the body, within the structure of the church, and important for us to have in our arsenal as a weapon, and to not make healing an event, but understand that it is the will of God for individuals to be healed. Amen. So you can write that down. It is the will of God for individuals to be healed. And when we talk about this issue of prophetic healing, we're talking about the ability that comes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and understanding that all believers can heal. All believers can be healed. And so we do know that there is the gift of healing. And our guest tonight operates in the gift of healing. But each one of us as believers, as a believer, we can see healing manifest. So Matthew 4 and 23 says, and Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people. And so I want us to look at that lens of healing. There is healing for sickness, and there is also healing for diseases. And so And I believe that that is very important. That's important for us to have as believers, that revelation. We talked about this 2 weeks ago, that one of the ways that healing flows or operates through the lens of prophetic is, one, by you having a revelation. And so and also we talked about, you know, you having a revelation. We talked about you participating. You know, you need to participate in it. And our example was the woman with the issue of blood, and also Jairus, who saw his servant healed because they had a revelation. The Bible said that the woman with the issue of blood kept saying to herself, she kept prophesying, decreeing, and declaring. She had a revelation. If I can touch the hem of his garment, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And so it is important for us as believers when we talk about, when we talk about this concept of us believers walking in healing, we have to have the revelation that God can use us to heal. How do we know? Mark 16 and 17 says, and these miracle signs will accompany those who believe, or those who have a revelation. They will drive out demons in the power of my name. They will speak in tongues. They will be supernaturally protected from snakes and from drinking anything poisoned, and they will lay hands on the sick and heal them. Mark 16, 17, and 18. And so that is the inspiration, the inspired revelation that comes through a believer. If you believe, let me put it that way. Let me make the distinct, because I don't want to make the assumption that every believer believes. But believers who believe, if you have the revelation of believing, the Bible says, and you, they will lay hands on the sick and heal them. And so Jesus gives us the power of that demonstration in Matthew 9 and 23. He went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of what? Sicknesses. And what? All manners of diseases among the people. And so when we have that revelation, and when we participate by faith in this inspired movement, we understand that there is healing for sickness and there is healing for diseases. Matthew 9 and 35 repeats the same thing. It reads this way. It says, and Jesus went about all their cities. He went in their villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And so we have this revelation. We have this information that we, as believers who believe, have to participate in. And God has given us that authority. He has given us that power that lives on the inside of us, nothing of our own. Through the power and the person of the Holy Spirit, He has given that to us, and we can walk in the power of it. We can see the manifestation of it as we continue to believe. Luke 9 and 6 9 and 6 and 9 and 11. And it says the same thing. It says, and they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. 11 says, and the people, when they knew it, followed him and received them and spoke unto them the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spoke unto them the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. You know, and I think that that is just so, that alone is an inspiring scripture for us as believers. Let that be your testimony. Let that be your testimony, that people know it and they follow and they receive, and they receive the healing that was needed for that particular hour. And so I believe it becomes so very important that we as believers embrace that, and embrace that in the culture and in the time and in the season that we're living in. We are living now in a season of infection, diseases. We are living now in a season where people need healing. And so as we begin to not just, as we begin to embrace that revelation, as we begin to intentionally participate in that revelation, as we begin to stand on Mark 9, 17 and 18, I can lay hands on the sick and heal them. And I can operate under the power of the under the power of God's word, that according to Mark 16, 17 through 18, these miracle signs will accompany me. They will follow me. I will see demons drive out in his name. I will speak in a new tongue, whether it is a heavenly language or whether it is just a new tongue of declaration. I'm speaking in a prophetic Korean and declaring the word of God. I'm exercising the authority and the power of the word of God. That is a prophetic word within itself. Because if you've been listening, we said what? The first level of prophetic is the Bible. It is a prophetic book. It speaks of past, present, and future. By his stripes I was healed, and by his stripes I am healed. So I can decree that, I can declare that, I can speak in that new tongue and that new language, and I will see the manifestation of God's word. I will see the power of it flow, and I will lay hands on the sick, and they will be healed. And so we want that kind of Christ testimony, that that is what he will, that's what we will see and decree and declare in our lives. Acts 4 and 22, you can write that down. Acts 4 and 22, it says, for the man was above 40 years old, and whom this miracle of healing was showed. The Lord, they talk about Acts 4, gives us the description of the disciples steady operating after long after Jesus ascension, long after his ascension, the disciples began to speak. The disciples began to operate in the power of it, and they began to see the manifestation as they took in order the word of God and believed what it is that God has said concerning about their life, their destiny, and their purpose. And they did it, and they operated in it. And so when we talk about healing, we want us to begin to embrace it. We want us to begin to understand the power that comes along with it and how we see it operate in our lives individually, how it operate in our lives collectively. Now, if you look at 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry, I think it's 1 Corinthians, I lost it. When we look at Corinthians, when we talk about Corinthians 12:9 talks about to another by faith, the same spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same spirit. And so 12:8 also talks about, and God set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, that miracles, then gifts of healing, health, government, and diversity of tongues. So we see that not only is healing a revelation that operates by faith through a believer that believes, let me put it that way, it is also a gift. It is also a gift that is given by the same Spirit. It is a gift that is given to individuals that can flow through this gift of healing. It is also a rank or an apostolic order within the church. It says, and the same church is given apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, health, government, diversity of tongues. As an apostolic and prophetic house, not only as believers who believe, we should operate and see healing manifest among us, but there shall also be the gift of healing among us. There should be individuals within our apostolic and prophetic house that flows in the gift of healing, that flows in the gift of healing, that operates out of that order. So I have had the privilege, I have had the honor to be raised in a house with an individual that flows in the gift of healing. I have had the amazing experience to see God move miraculously. I have seen the gift of miracles, and I have also seen the gift of healing take place. Individuals who was diagnosed with cancer and seeing this individual pray, tumors dries up. I have seen this individual wake up and pray for people healing. I have seen this individual know sickness in individual bodies even before they said it or walk in a room and can pick it up. And it was an amazing experience and also a challenging one. You know, I think I told you all I didn't know sickness until I was about 40 years old. First time I got sick. To this day, I don't carry Tylenol, and I'm not preaching against none of those things. So, you know, do whatever you have to do. But I'm just telling you my story and my life. I don't somebody who take cough syrup or cough medicine, none of those things. I was given a ritual, and that ritual was a few passages of scripture, and we prayed. We use holy oil, and we use the aloe vera plant. And so if you don't know who I'm talking about now, I do want to welcome my mother, amen, Pastor Prophet Connie Henderson. And I just want her to just kind of, you know, from her own perspective as an individual who operates from the gift of healing, just kind of tell you some of the miraculous testimonies. I don't know where she gets this nervousness from, but just to share her experience and tell you some of those healing experiences that she has had, however the Lord used her randomly. She is an individual who operates, according to 1 Corinthians 12:28, in the gift of miracles and in the gifts of healing. And so I want to give her the opportunity. Just to kind of share and share your testimony and just, you know, go ahead. Share some of the Amen. Things that you know Praise as it relates to healing.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm not a strange person. I used to be called, I told I was so strange, but I'm not strange as people will call me. I am a child of the King. And I believe that this gift that God has given me started even when I was a very, very young girl. I would walk past somebody and I would stop and say, this is happening to you. This is going on in your body. Or can I pray for you? And they would say yes. And when I spoke the word of divine healing for them, they got well, and it just was amazing that to me as a little girl that I could do, God had given me this gift. And as a little girl, I didn't understand it, but I knew that there was something different about it. A young man that lived next to us was, when I was a little girl, that lived next to us, and we were. He had told my mom that he was going to Chicago. And he'll see him later. And God had given me a vision that he was not going to come back. That, yes, he was going to Chicago, but he was not going to make the journey back. So 2 weeks later, he took his trip home to be with God. So that was, again, that was amazing to me. But the fact, and everybody was saying, oh, she's a witch. But I'm not a witch. I am a child of the King. Because God said in his word to me that just as he spoke to Moses mouth to mouth, I'll speak to you. So I put that and pondered in my heart. And you know, pondering, I kept it in my heart. And I was saying, God, you said just as you spoke to Moses mouth to mouth, you'll speak to me. So thank you. And so whenever I get the unction of God moving in my life, believe me, he will let you know. He will tell you through a dream or the Holy Spirit start moving in you or you start praising the Lord or speaking in tongues, shouting, and you know that something is about to happen. Yeah, my hands used to get very hot, and it felt like water was running through my hands, and I knew that God was getting ready to use. So God was getting ready to use me, and I didn't know to whom until he revealed to me. He told me one day to get in the car. When I got a little older, to get in the car and go to 175th Street in Houston. At that time, it was just a couple stores there. I didn't know why, but I did what he told me to do. And when I got there, I took my sister with me, and she said, what you going to buy? I said, I don't know. I'm just going to walk around for a few minutes. And then when I got to a certain store, I stopped. And I sit down on the bench, and God told me to look around. And so when I looked around, there was a young lady with a young boy, and they were buying shoes. So when she came out the store, I went over to her, and I said to her, do you not know that God can heal you? And she said, yes. And I asked her, did she mind if I prayed for her? And she said, no, I don't mind. So she said, I prayed that God will send somebody. Give me a word, and it wasn't a word, but it was a word of healing, hallelujah, and she walked away, hallelujah, and not listening, not hurting anymore, and she turned around, and as you know, at that time, you don't shout and dance in the hall of the stores, you know. So she walked away and a mouth to me, thank you. But it was God that did it, and I know that it was God that did it. He said, and it is said in his word, these signs shall follow those that believe. And I'm a believer, and he didn't say you have to dance, you have to shout or anything like that. He said, if you believe. So I am a believer, and he said, in his words, you shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. You shall raise the dead. And that sort of threw me back a little bit, and how do you raise the dead? But God had to show me how he wanted me to raise the dead, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, because they were healed from death. The young man was in the hospital, and he was in a coma, and they had given him up to die. And I just had, can I go in and pray for him? And they told me yes, and I went in, and it's so strange, but the Holy Ghost, like a little bird, or the Spirit of God, came through the window, and the man raised up out of his coma and asked for some water, and he drank 3 cups of water, and my girlfriend that was with me said, why he do that? I told her it was in the name of the Father, Son, and in the Holy Ghost. So things like that happen in my life, and it was causing, but it was Georgia that God would find a little old me, and I used to call our little spot, and to use me to, so that he could get the glory out of it. So healing is for everyone. He said in his word, the word says by his stripes we are already healed. He told me one time, you don't even have to go there. Just send the word. So it means that you can be in your house, you can be in your bedroom, you can be in your kitchen, you can be riding in the car. But if God told you to do something, just send the word, and the word will heal them, and they will raise up. And I thank God for that knowledge and wisdom as a young people. No one taught me about any of the religious things that we do. Only God taught me. You know what I'm saying? He said, when you go to the hospital, you pray for somebody. When you finish praying, go in and wash your hands. Don't dry your hands. Just shake it off. And what you're doing, you're shaking the sickness off of you. And it won't get on you. And I was like, oh, that's fine. I don't know anything about it. But I thank God. But every time that I have the burning in the hands and the seems like the water is coming out of the center of my hands, I would ask God, what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to lay hands on? And he would direct me to a person coming into the building or already in the building, and I don't just go all up to them. And you know how they do in some churches, hit them on the head or punch them in the stomach. I go up very quietly to them and say to them, God wants you to be healed, and can we pray for you? And the majority of the people have it and would accept it, and they'll go away rejoicing. And that's just an awesome, good feeling to know that God is still healing even today. He's still walking in through the hospital corridors. He's still in the churches. He's still in your home. He's still in the car. He's still riding along the road waiting for somebody, a willing vessel to just take hold of what he's already spoken his word, that by his stripes we are already healed. He sent me, some deacons came in to one of the churches I had gone and said, one of the deacons, very, very sick, and can we go over and pray for him? We went over and prayed, but before we did that, God had given me the scriptures that he wanted me to say unto the man. So when we got to praying, the young man said, God is not going to come down to do this. He's gone to heaven, and that's where his belief was, that Jesus was in heaven, and he was not going to come down and use a woman or child or man to touch someone to be healed. And the power of God was so strong that I said unto him, but it only if you believe. If you believe, received his healing. And we left that place. God gave me the scripture. When you enter into a house and you bring peace to the house, and the house do not receive your peace, he said, take your back and leave. So by the time we got halfway down the streets, the Holy Ghost was so on me that they had to stop the car, and I just ran around the car and danced because I knew that that man did not receive the healing that God had intended for him to have. And it's when we reject what God has in store for us, what he wants us to have, or he has already given to us, he's not going to force himself on us. He's a gentleman. That's what I love about it. He is a gentleman. We it's so much that he has done. Even with in school, when I was coming up in grammar school and high school, God would have me to speak to someone or to touch someone or to give them a word of knowledge concerning them, and they would tell me, a strange girl, the witch. But I thank God I'm not a witch, and I thank God I'm his child. When my sons and my daughters were born, I knew the exact date that they were going to be born, the exact month, and I knew the exact date, but I didn't know the time. And I knew what sex that they were going to be. And he would not allow me to pray. If it was a boy, he would allow me to pray for a girl. If it was a girl, and vice versa for a girl. And each one of my four children are born in the month that God had given me. And I was one of the churches that I was going to. Praise the Lord, but. God had told me beforehand to pray for the first lady of the church and to pray for her because she believed, she thought her womb was barren. So before I prayed, God, what you want me to say, what you want me to do, and how do you want me to do it? So when we got to church, I went to her husband. And you know, if there's a marriage between two, you always include a husband in it, in whatever you're doing, if the husband wants to be included. So I spoke to the husband concerning that, and he told me, yeah, pray for her. And I prayed for her, and the Holy Spirit spoke that said there will be two nations in her. And in my understanding, two nations mean two children. Well, I prayed for them, and then when I got home, I was like, there's something, Lord. You know, I heard the Holy Spirit say, go and pray for her now. So I called up her husband, and I told her, I need to pray for your wife again, because right now she's having I'm going to use the word discharge. And it's a healing discharge, and to tell her not to be alarmed because God is cleaning out her womb. She had the baby in April, at the church there was another deacon, and he too came over and said, a minister, would you pray for my wife because she's trying to get pregnant too, and so. I say the word that shocked me, and I turned and looked at him, and I said, be it done unto you, my son, according to your faith. And I thought, oh, my God, that's bold. That's entitlement or something. But when I got home, I thought the Lord again about it. And 2 days later, the deacon called and said, you know, my wife is pregnant. And I give to God the glory of it because God said to do this. And whenever God wants us to do something, he will give it to us in a dream. He will give it us in knowledge, word. He will let some sign or wonder on us everybody know that it's time to heal. It's time to prophesy unto them. Healing is not just for the sick body. Healing is for the mind, the soul, the spirit, the physical being. God wants us to be totally healed. And I like to use the word, what he said to me, complete in him. He said in his word that by his stripes we are already healed. But the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So if the enemy can take away your faith, take away your joy, and take away your beliefs, you have, he has killed, steal, and destroyed. But hold on to your faith. Hold on to the liberty whereby God has set you free. Believe in him with your whole heart, because he will work it out for you. God is able to do above and exceeding above than whatever you reach or even imagine in your mind. He showed me my grandmother death. And I was in school, and when the ambulance came to get her, I told somebody, I was about 4 blocks away, and I could hear the ambulance, and I told somebody, that's my grandmother. When it was President Kennedy, now I'm going way back now, and Dr. Martin Luther King, I was in school, and I had a vision of all this happened, and I told my girlfriend, shook me and asked me, what's going on? What happened? What's wrong? And I told him what happened. God will use you if you are willing to be used. And God will speak to you audibly. He will speak to you spiritually. He will speak to you through the word. He will speak to you through a song, whatever medium, I want to say bird, because he spoke to me about it with a bird, a dog, you know, that will show God how great God is. He healed a dog. He told me to go lay hands on my dog. My dog got healed. He told me that the fish that my son Michael always talked about, they were dead. And the eyes was hanging out of their head, and he told me, you know what mouth to mouth resuscitation is. I give the fish mouth to mouth resuscitation, and I don't know if Michael and the children saw my face, but because God said it, I tried to give the fish mouth to mouth resuscitation, and we know how this fish was raised from the dead. And start swimming in the water, and they were running out. He's alive, he's alive. So I know God is able to heal. I know God will heal. I know God is a deliverer.
I want to give these examples. We got like 10 more minutes. Just put your press mute on your phone, so because we're close, it won't get a backdrop. But I wanted to talk about how when we talk about this. Prophetic through healing, how you may have these kind of strange encounters and to really just embrace it in a spirit of obedience. And I think what my mom was saying is it was definitely strange things like that happened in our home. I've seen her do strange things that would appear to be strange, and watch individuals receive their healing. And so I do, I'm going to give her opportunity to share maybe one or two things that just didn't seem out of the norm. But that's what we talk about when we look at this prophetic healing concept. We look at it not through the lens of ourselves, but through the lens of it being inspired by the Holy Spirit. If God is the author and the finisher, if our names is written, if he is the Alpha and the Omega, he knows by which way he is taking you. And so I just want to real quick give some, you know, some biblical strange ways that, that was uncommon then, and us as an apostolic and prophetic company of individuals who are growing and embracing this inspired prophetic movement that's living on the inside of us, to know that it may be untraditional, it may not be the norm. And so if you want to write these down, you can, but 2 Kings 5:1-14, 2 Kings 5:1-14, if you want to go back and read this, that is Nathan and a Caesarian that had leprosy. We know that strange story. Naaman actually got mad when Elijah told him to bathe 7 times in the Jordan River. You know, he expected that Elijah would come out and lay hands on him in the name of God, but Naaman would not have been healed if he had waited for that to happen. You know, he had to obey the word of the prophet, and so he went and dipped 7 times, a strange way to get healed. 2 Kings 20:1-7, 2 Kings 20:1-7, Isaiah, the prophet, told Hezekiah to put a lump of figs on his board, and he was healed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Since Hezekiah's disease was incurable, he would have died. That was not medicine practice, but it was an act of obedience to God. If figs really had that kind of cure power, you know, at that time, you know, all the hospitals would have been using it or somebody, but it was an act of God. It was obedience. Mark 7:32-37, Jesus put his fingers in a deaf man's ears, and then he spat and touched it in his tongue, spat and touched his tongue, and the man got healed. Strange way, but we saw Jesus do it. Mark 8:22-25, Jesus spit on the blind man's eyes and then laid hands on him, and the man received his sight. Mark 10:46-52, blind Bartimaeus received his sight. Jesus didn't lay hands on him. He just simply spoke the word. He simply declared over blind Bartimaeus, and instantly he was healed. Luke 5:17-26, a paralyzed man was let down through the roof. They tore the roof off by his friends, and he was healed. There is no record that the man ever touched Jesus or Jesus touched him. It was an act of faith, and it was, again, one of those moments that Jesus just spoke and decreed and declared the word. He was just simply in his presence and received the healing. Luke 17:12-19, Jesus simply told the lepers, he said, go show yourselves. And as they went, they were healed instantly. You know, Jesus didn't do a long prayer. He just told them, go show yourself. And as they were operating in obedience, they received the healing that was necessary. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, John 5:2-19. Jesus, again, just simply spoke the word. He spoke to the man, and he told him to get up. And as the man obeyed, he challenged him to do something that he kept saying he could not do. And because Jesus orchestrated through divine inspiration, through the power of the same spirit that lives in you, Jesus spoke the word and the man simply got up. John 9:1-7, Jesus spat on the ground. He made clay, formed it, and anointed the eyes of the man who was born blind, who they knew it was evident that this man had not sinned. He simply was born blind, and the man received his sight. And Jesus told him, go wash in the pool. You know, he had did something very untraditional, something out of the new, but he connected with the old. And as the man obeyed, it happened. Acts 5:12-16. This is when Peter's shadow, people was just placed in Peter's shadow, and as they passed over his shadow, they got healed. Acts 9, 32
through 35, Acts 9, 32 through 35, Peter spoke to the crippled man, and the man got up and walked. You know, Peter did not lay hands on him, and we talked about that one as well, where they just simply spoke. They declared a word. They declared the word of healing. I want us to see that healing is a prophetic act. It is an inspired act that comes from God. Number one, you can operate it as within the gift of healing, but also as a believer who believes. It lives in the inside of you. We said the scripture earlier. Mark said you will lay hands on the sick. You who believe will lay hands on the sick, and they will be healed. Acts 19, 11 through 12, that's the story with the handkerchiefs and aprons that was taken from Paul's body, and the anointing was transferred through them to sick and demonized people who were healed and delivered. And so I want us to embrace it from that prophetic perspective. It is inspired by the person, the Holy Spirit, who lives within you. And because we are an apostolic and a prophetic house, because we are individuals who understand that we move beyond the place of just prophesying and the office of the prophet. This is not what we do. This is who we are. This is not a moment. It is a movement that we live in, and we live intentionally on purpose, looking to see God move in this way. So, Ma, we have about 4 minutes. Just give us two strange acts that you would say that God you had to operate in obedience and saw the manifestations of healing. And then I want to release some declarations over us so that we could end this night.
All right. One was my daughter, Joanne. She is prone to have seizures. And in a dream, I thought I heard her calling my name. So I got up and I went downstairs, and God told me to get some onions and boil them and give it to her as some onion tea. That's the first time I ever heard about onion tea. So I boiled it and I took it to her, and she asked me, what do I do with that? I said, I don't know. Rub it up your head or sniff it, but it's tea, so drink it. And the moment she drank it, the seizure ceased, the headache went away, the sinus just opened, it opened up her sinus, and I had to have a box of tissues to just clean out her sinus. The other strange thing was my husband. They had called us by the bedside, and the family, and if he does this, do we want to resuscitate him? And they wanted to put a box or something in her, a pacemaker, something in his heart, chest, open up his chest so his heart will start beating better. And he said, no. I asked my wife, and I said, whatever God, whatever you say, being that he is the male, being he is the head, and God will take the rest of it. So I was laying up in the bed about two or 3 months later, and God said, and I know it was the voice of the Lord, said, not yet, all is well. So when we hear these strange things that in our spirit, we have to know that it is God that is speaking. Not yet. My husband gets up every morning, go out to work, and he hasn't complained or anything about it. And the doctors told us that within a year he would be dead if he didn't do that operation. And if he does get that whatever instrument they want to put in his body, they only gave him 5 years. So he's walking around with no operation and no box. That's God. That is totally God. My daughter does not have seizures and headaches like she used to have. That's God. So an aloe vera it was the key then, and I believe that aloe vera is still the key now. Onions,
amen.
And I believe onions person is still the key. So, and so whatever God told us to do, is it for everyone? I don't want to venture out and say yes, but I know it was for us, and that was a strange thing for us. And the dentist messed up my nerves, but I was laying in the bed, and I said, by your stripes, Lord, I am healed. I don't take medicine for these pains that they told me I was going to have, because by his stripes, I'm already healed.
We are healed. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, look, I hope
that. And the last one is about two. At the retreat one year, I was late coming down, and I confessed. And they had the service was over here, and I looked to Michael and said that, you know, somebody else needs prayer. And so, so the prayer partners, the prayer team, I got around her and prayed for her. This woman was in a wheelchair. They said she hadn't walked in about 13 years. So we prayed the prayer of faith and God was going to heal her. That lady got up out of that wheelchair and didn't want to sit down. The next year she came to the retreat, she was still walking.
Amen.
Those are things that God can do immediately. And if we have faith in him and really trust in him and believe with our whole heart, he can do just what he said. We can do just what Jesus said we can do. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
And they shall get up. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. I appreciate you. It has been a privilege to be raised under unusual anointing and gifting. It has definitely been a covering and a protective shield in my life and also in the life of my brothers and sisters. Amen. We could definitely go all day just about some of the amazing things that we had an opportunity to be a part of and why we also believe that healing, it is the children's bread, it is your inheritance, it is your right to operate in it and also to walk in it. You know, it is your privilege. It is, you have a right and a reason to walk in it. You have a reason because somebody died for it, and you have a right because it was given to you. So you have a right to walk in it and be healed, and you have a right and a reason to operate in it. And so before we go, I do just want to make these confessions, declarations over you and pray that you will embrace them as well. I accept the call. I will go and heal those who need healing, Matthew 8:7. I move with compassion for the sick because they were weary, scattered like sheep with having no shepherd. I declare I will heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, and cast out demons. As freely as I receive, I will freely give. I declare that the power, put your phones on mute, please. I declare that the power of the Lord is present to heal people. I receive the multitude. I was to them by the kingdom of God and will heal them in the name of Jesus. I declare I will stretch out my hands to heal, so that signs and wonders may be done through the name of Jesus. I decree by the word of the Lord, the people are healed. I declare I will be a faithful ambassador who brings health and healing. I decree as the sick are laid at my feet, I declare that the healing anointing of Jesus will flow through me and they will be healed. I decree and declare I will lay hands on the sick so that they may be healed and they will live. Amen. Well, we pray that you have been blessed. It, as always, we enjoy this time to release God's word over your life. And we decree and declare that you will walk in your healing authority and you will also operate in the healing power that rests over your life. God bless you. Any other announcements, Overseer?
No, That's all.
All right. Look forward to doing life with you, and see you on Sunday. Be blessed. Thank you again, Pastor Pastor Prophet Connie, for being a part and sharing
Amen.
Your healing journey with us as well.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love
Amen.
You.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Well, you see.